Joan Litwitz is here from Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
All right. You were just telling me the rationale behind this picnic that's coming up next Thursday at Memorial Park here in Tomahawk. And sometimes words matter. Oftentimes words matter. Mm-hmm. And in choosing your words and how to title this event, Dream Big 55 Plus Picnic.
Yeah.
And so that's the working title that you came up with, as opposed to a place for old folks to get together and eat outside.
That too. And now we want to define old.
Yeah.
That's where I struggle a little bit.
But okay, so we're calling it 55 plus because people in this community, we're getting older here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us that are well advanced into our 50s, some of us in the latter stages of our 50s, we now get, we get stuff from the AARP.
We do.
And we sometimes get asked if we qualify for the senior discount at the checkout line at the grocery store, which is always such a touchy, you know, you get somebody young behind there. Do you qualify for the senior discount? And the way they ask, it's just, it's priceless, and I have a good time with that. But anyway, 55 plus, this is a picnic that we're going to be looking for ideas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So our idea for this was, as I met with the TAFE board and looking to our future and the things that we would like to do as a community support, TAFE has been in our community for 15 plus years, serving our community, a free service for the our mainly used services, transportation. We believe that we can do more with volunteers, and we can maybe serve in different ways. So the only way to do that is to gather those that we want to talk to and have a picnic.
Okay. And out of that picnic, some good ideas will hopefully come out of that.
Yeah, so that 55-year-old person who, or myself, who is 59, and I am aging in my hometown, in my community, as I get older, what might I like to see in my community as maybe an activity or something I might need help with? Maybe I can help the community. Maybe I can help an older person. That's why it says plus. So it, you know, could go to 100 and past.
You never know. You know, God bless if that's the case, too.
Yes.
If you're still up and around at that age, God bless. I've lived in the Fox Valley, although I wasn't all that plugged in with things going on back in those days. Then I moved to Eagle River. I got very plugged into the community there. Went to Door County for a little while. I wasn't there long enough to really get into that community all that much. But since I've been here in Tomahawk, TAIV, Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, this is an organization like I've never heard of in any other community I've been in before. And so the fact that it's been around 15-plus years now here in
yes.
Tomahawk, this is a chance for people to get help when they need it and at very little to no cost.
Exactly. We are a free service. We don't ask questions. So we don't ask. We don't have a sliding fee scale. We don't ask for financial information. Like I usually tell people, we just serve.
Yeah.
We are limited by our volunteer base because we are volunteer driven. So the volunteers are the ones who are doing all of the assisting. We're non-medical, so we don't go in and do home care, or we have some boundaries. But transportation, getting people to and from an appointment, building friendships that way.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple new volunteers and transported a couple of our care receivers, and they call and they say, I would like that person again.
Yeah.
They were really nice.
Okay.
I can get into his car really well.
Good, good. And so people, oftentimes the volunteers with TAFE, Joan, are they the 55-plus category already? They could be using some of the services, but they're still serving others?
Yes.
Okay.
So those who are on the younger side of this have some disability that we assist with.
Okay.
Because they don't drive, or they might just need some help for a period of time. An example would be maybe going to therapy.
Okay.
And they don't have a ride to therapy
mm-hmm.
and back for that period that they can't drive. So we might help in that case.
So services offered by TAFE do not have an age limit. If you need help, no matter what age you are here in the Tomahawk community, you can usually get help from TAFE if the help is available.
Pretty much.
Okay.
We do, when we get those other calls, we try to tap into other resources that they might be missing
okay.
or not know about, and we get them to that resource that might be able to help them better.
But bottom line, you're not going to leave somebody stranded if you can help out.
Exactly.
Good deal. And so more people are needed for that. So hopefully at the picnic next Thursday at Memorial Park, some more people will step forward and say, you know, I've been hearing about you guys all the time on the radio. I thought I'd come out and have something good to eat and hear what you have to say. What's going to be served and how will the food get there?
Okay, good question. We are going with, so the Tomahawk Family Restaurant, Benny, talk to him. Alicia, my office staff, has helped me put that together. So Benny is going to cater it for us.
Good deal.
But he is dropping off the food.
Okay.
But then the Vineyard Church is going to help us serve it.
Okay.
So get it served to everybody. And it will be picnic style. You come up, get your burger, you brought your hot dog, your potato salad. Go down, go sit down at one of the picnic tables, and then we're just going to have conversations.
Will there be a fee for the meal?
There is no fee.
Okay.
No.
So Benny, my goodness, boy, he's really stepping up to the plate, huh?
Well, no.
You're helping Benny out a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, we're okay, helping Benny out, but he's providing that service to us for a very nice little cheap price. For an affordable price for us.
Good deal. 55 plus Dream Big Picnic, Veterans Memorial Park, next Thursday. It starts at 11:30, and the get-together will break up sometime around 1:30, unless there's just a lot of good ideas flowing.
Mm-hmm. So I would just like a lot of ideas. This is what I call brainstorming session. Let's just talk about everything.
You know, okay, so let's tap into the resources that are here. People that are 55 plus, many of them are from here, from way back. Others are here transplanted from somewhere else.
Yep.
Maybe especially the transplants, Joan, they may be aware of things that went on in the communities back where they're from, and they're saying, well, there's no reason why we can't do this in Tomahawk. We want to hear those ideas next Thursday, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Want to hear some ideas.
And you talked about aging in place.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a catchphrase nowadays,
yep.
Aging in place. So people that are for sure, they're where they're going to be until now, until as far out as they hope to be taken in air. We want to make this place a better place to live for those people. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We want to stay here. So, you know, as we grow, as we get older, you know, I want to still be active. Are those things still going to be there when I get a little bit older? Can I still do that?
The world that we're living in nowadays, Joan, there might be things that we will need 5 years down the line that we don't even know about yet. So how in the heck do you plan for that kind of stuff?
We talk about that in our board meetings, to talk about the future, and I'm not sure if I know how to answer that. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't know what 5 years is going to be. You know, even financially, the grants and support that we get, is that, you know, we get a government grant to help support our van. Is that going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
But what we do know is we've always been able to count on Tomahawk to keep us rolling down the road.
Let me ask you this. Let's be real here for a second. Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, completely volunteer-driven, and we're always looking for more volunteers.
Yes.
The second thing is they're here to help people in the community that need help in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the next part about it is the fact that there has to be some kind of vision. There has to be a board like you have, kind of guiding the way.
Yep.
And so with all that in mind, you also need ideas. And sometimes y'all are volunteering, you're all doing other things, and sometimes the ideas, the creativity just isn't flowing.
Yeah.
And so that's where the community comes in, and we want the community to really speak up.
Yeah, and that was the premise of this, is let's ask. And so let's bring them together and see if I'd love to have a great big group of people there. I ordered enough food for 150, so please come to the picnic.
All right. And so bring your ideas, bring your appetite Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30, Veterans Memorial Park here in Tomahawk, down by the river. And a lot of good ideas are going to come out of this thing. If there are things that you've been hoping that Tomahawk would offer that aren't here, that would be a great place to bring those ideas up. And again, anything that you think that could add to the benefit of living here as we get older, those are the things we're looking for next Thursday.
Absolutely. And I can't change the gas prices, and I can't change those things, but you know, maybe we can create a program that TAVE can provide for the community.
Mm-hmm. And one way to find that out is to bring those ideas. So if you ever thought that you had this great idea and you wondered where to take it,
mm-hmm.
This is going to be a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Anything else on this Dream Big 55 plus picnic? Everybody 55 plus years old or older, but if you're close to 55, I'm sure you won't be turned away, because that's a lot of dogs and brats and burgers to go through.
It is. I'd love to have a conversation about that 55 and picking the right word, too.
Good deal. Now, here's the thing. Your homework for today. I don't know if this is on our community calendar yet. And so on your way out, Joan, make sure that somebody out there is going to get this information so it gets on the community calendar. We can keep talking about this. And by all means, the day of the picnic, do you want people to RSVP in any way or just show up at the park?
Just want people to show up. We'll be ready.
Okay. Bring your ideas. Maybe bring something to jot notes down. If you have some good ideas, you're going to want to stand up and give those ideas. Take down some notes if you want to take them down and maybe turn it into something else and make it even better. 55-plus Dream Big Picnic. Veterans Memorial Park, hosted by Tave, Thursday next week, 11:30 till 1:30. Joan Litwitz is here this morning. Anything else about Tave this morning or the picnic in general, or if anything else comes up between now and then, you'll let us know.
Sure will.
Good deal.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you for being here this morning. Boy, I hope a whole bunch of good stuff comes out of that picnic next Thursday at Memorial Park.